And it's Monday morning, so ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the night shift our favourite fruitier, the man at the market. I've run out of superlatives. Mark Petrie from Peach's Fruit Market. Good morning to you, brother.
Hey, good morning, Luke. How are you going today?
Oh, fantastic, mate. Good.
Yeah. Been a good weekend.
Well, it doesn't last long. I only really have Saturdays. But
you're like me, yeah.
But Christmas is coming. But look, you're down at the markets right now.
Yes.
And I know you want to talk about apples today.
Yes, yes. I'll start off Rosy Glow Pink Ladies. They were derived in 1970 out of Western Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And they're grown in the Batlow area, which isn't far from Sydney there.
It isn't? That's right. Pink Ladies. It isn't.
Yeah, they're beautiful at the moment. Absolutely sensational.
Yeah.
Good value. Apples this year have been very cheap. People would realise that they've been cheaper than other years gone by. So everything's growing nicely. Spring is here. It's just like your lawns at home. They're growing, so everything else is growing. So we're in for a good year of produce for sure. So the only problem we may have is labour. That's it.
See, there it is. That's the problem, getting people who are willing.
Yes.
Because you get paid $750 to do nothing. It's very, very difficult to motivate and encourage people to get up and work.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Yep.
A lot of people are finding that frustrating.
Yep. Blueberries today, Luca, are right for the picking. So there's blueberries from Coffs Harbour. So
blueberries,
they'll be going they'll be going into the Sydney market. So when you go to your fruit shop or Coles or whatever, you should find blueberries at a very reasonable price and actually starting to eat a little bit better, a little bit better.
Now, I've got a question for you.
Yes.
When I was growing up at our home, when I grew up, we had a huge mulberry tree. And we spent a lot of time up in that mulberry tree with an ice cream container. And it was eat one, one for the container. Eat one, one for the container. Mum would make either stewed mulberries or mulberry pie. Stewed mulberries with ice cream was our summer dessert. And you came back with blue lips and blue fingers, but they were fantastic. You don't see mulberries for sale in the shops. Why?
Well, mulberries are probably one of the few berries that have really disappeared.
Why?
You've got blackberries. Well, I don't know whether it's just a culture thing where the younger people don't want them. You've seen that happen with a few lines, you know. As I've been in it a long time, and broccolini was never a item that you'd buy. All of a sudden, it sells all the time.
Yeah, and you know what else? The fad, kale. Kale was a huge fad.
Yes.
It tastes like shit. Why you'd ever want to eat kale? Anyway, people did because, it became a fad. It was the big health thing.
It was supposed to be a superfood, yeah.
That's right. It was supposed to be a superfood. But anyway, getting back to mulberries, if I saw them and they were on sale, I'd get them because it brings back memories, but they make your fingers go very blue. The other thing about mulberries, growing up with a big mulberry tree, Mark, is it gave you another pleasure. Silkworms.
Right. I didn't know that.
Silkworms eat, I think almost exclusively, mulberry leaves. And you'd find the silkworms, and you'd get a silkworm, and you'd get a box and put some leaves in it. And that was the big thing. You'd have silkworms making silk. So I've just taught you something.
Yeah, you have, for sure. But yep, we're in for a good year. Like I said, it looks like it's going to be a great year, barring any hailstorms or tornadoes. And as long as we can get the stuff picked, because there is plenty of it growing at the moment. The way people are talking, there is honestly enough stock to cover all our population and a little bit more. It'll be just getting it to the storefront. That's the only thing.
It's still too early for peaches.
It is still too early for peaches. When the peaches are right, Luke, I will let you know straight away.
Yeah, the good ones, because there's only a 3-week window.
I know you're eager to get some good peaches, so We'll try to sort something out for you there.
And remember those donut angel peaches, they're squashed. They are so sweet, but they're only in season for a short time too. What about what else is in season? I noticed that bananas are cheap at the moment. Well, they are where I am.
Well, bananas have been relatively cheap all year. They haven't been that expensive
because we haven't had a cyclone, touch wood.
That's right. So not quite now. I think in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, there's going to be a little flush of bananas. So you'll even see them come down in price even more where they are at the moment.
Mark Petrie is with us from Peaches Markets. He's at the fruit and veggie market right now in Melbourne. Mark, what's the difference between a banana and a plantain?
Well, a plantain banana is a cooking banana.
Oh.
Now, the virtually a lot of Thai and Vietnamese and Asian type backgrounds use that for a cooking banana. You know, they'll fry them or deep fry them or whatever, mm-hmm. and have it as a dessert, where we're not really used to that. Here in Australia, we just virtually eat our bananas ripe, and that's how we've been brought up. But a plantain banana is a cooking banana.
And what are those bananas that have the red wax on the end?
They're called eco bananas. And what it is, it's friendly farming. So it is organic certification program. They're not organic, but eco-organic, where they use sprays that are environmentally friendly.
Because, you know my mate Joe, the Swift Grow guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the few fertilisers that's actually allowed to be used in far north Queensland on the banana plantations because they've had a massive problem with chemical fertilisers running off into the Great Barrier Reef. And Swift Grow is one of the few fertilisers allowed because it's completely environmentally friendly. So there you go.
Yeah. So I've got a box of them right in front of me now because we buy them. And on the box, it actually says, Eco-Organic is a certification program protecting our Earth's natural capital.
There you are.
Biodiversity. There you go. So it is all about the sprays and what you use.
Yeah, no, very, very important. Mark, last thing, avocados.
Avocados, still very reasonably priced. Like, even 12 months ago, I think we were paying between $70 and $80 a tray, and we're only at a quarter of that now.
Yeah. I hate it going into Coles, and you want to get an avocado, and they're so hard you could play test cricket with them for 6 days. Why can't Coles and Woolies sell avocados that can be eaten that day? Why do they do that?
It'd be mainly because of their shrinkage, which is product that they throw away at the end of the day. If you have a ripe avocado and it's not looked after all day and making sure the customers handle them right, they'll bruise up very quickly.
Oh, I know.
When you get home, they'll look okay and you've got a thumbprint in the middle of the avocado.
Yeah, no, I know. Because everyone squeezes their fruit. I know. All righty. Hey, Mark Petrie from Peaches Fruit Market in Ballarat. He's our man at the Melbourne Fruit and Veggie Markets. And the prices that Mark quotes are pretty much the prices you'll get everywhere around Australia. Great to talk to you, buddy.
All right, mate. No worries.
And we'll talk again next week, okay?
No worries. Good on you. Thanks, Luke.
Good
Have
you,
a great
mate.
Week.
There he is. Bye-bye. Mark Petrie here on the night shift. 133-53 is the telephone number. G'day, Justin.
How you going, Luke?
I'm very good.
Want to have a crack at the quickie, mate.
Okay, here. Do you want another listen or are you confident?
I'm pretty confident, actually.
Go.
Models out of mind, out of sight.
Very good guess. But no.
Ah, oh, damn. No
very,
worries.
Very, very good guess, Just.
No worries, Luke.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, mate. Have a good one.
You too.
See you, mate. Bye.